1994, Pittsburgh Section, National Council of Jewish Women, Oral History Project 2, interviewing Mr. Jack Bunter. This is Judy Rubenstein and Shirley Stolzer interviewing. Welcome, Mr. Bunter. We'd like to hear a bit of your life, beginning when you were born.
When I was born?
Sure.
Oh, I'm saying. Oh, this, of course, she started, this is a graduation. I graduated school here.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to begin.
Were you born in Pittsburgh?
I was born in Pittsburgh.
Good. Where? What area?
I was born at 28th and 28th and Mulberry Alley. Mm-hmm. In
the year was
October 3rd, 1911.
Mm-hmm. So you are now?
I am now
82 years old. Thank you. Where were your parents from?
My parents were brought in from Russia.
Mm-hmm. Do you know about the year that they arrived in Pittsburgh? Did they come straight to Pittsburgh?
They were brought straight to Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
They were brought here by their they were brought here by a sister.
Mm-hmm.
And she was married to a man named Nathan Goldstein. Now, I'm telling you things I haven't thought of for many, many years. He had a shoe store on Penn Avenue. Almost at the corner of, almost at the corner of 28th Street and Penn Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, I worked in that shoe store and dusted boxes and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to school in the neighborhood. And the school was Springfield School, right in the neighborhood there. And from there, I went on to high school and graduated high school in 1929, if I'm not mistaken. I believe that's...
We'll go to your schooling later.
Okay.
Could we just get a little bit more background of your family and your siblings? Do you remember what year your parents came from Russia? Was it a few years before you were born?
Oh, yes, it was before I was born.
Mm-hmm. Were they already married when they got here, or what? Did they come as children?
They were married.
They were already married.
They were married.
Mm-hmm. What city did they come from?
That I don't know. And
when you said that that area, what was it, your mother's sister or your father's sister who brought them here?
My father's sister.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you said that area, Mulberry Avenue, what area is
Mulberry
that?
Mulberry Alley.
Oh, alley. Oh, that's different. What area is that of
that
Pittsburgh?
That is in the Strip.
Oh, the Strip
right
District.
Down in the Strip District.
Mm-hmm. And that's where her husband had his shoe store, in the Strip District?
Her husband, yes, Goldstein, had a shoe store there.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought all of her family over through his good...
I see. Really?
Yeah.
Well, do you know why your parents wanted to come here?
I don't know why.
Were things difficult in Russia then?
I'm sure they were, I believe that was the reason. Mm-hmm. But she
for a better
was anxious
life.
To get them all here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my father's parents who did them.
Yeah. Do you have any brothers and sisters that were older than you?
I had a brother that was older, but I never knew him. He died before I, he died of pneumonia, as a matter of fact. That was
when he was a child?
When he was a child.
Mm-hmm. So and you're
so
the...
I never, I'm, so I, yes, I'm...
So the you're the oldest, then?
Yes.
In terms of the...
That's children. Right.
Do you have other siblings?
I have a sister.
What is her name?
Rose Cohen.
And how much younger is she than you?
I'm glad I have my daughter.
Yeah.
Thank
you. You're always glad to have your daughter, Bunny, here.
Did you remain in that area? Did your parents remain in the Strip District
area? Yes, they remained in the Strip District.
Mm-hmm.
I went to school there. After, you know, after they married, my dad and mother married, and of course I went to school right in the neighborhood there.
Were your grandparents? Did they ever get here? Your parents' parents.
My grandparents.
Yeah.
I never saw my grandparents.
You never saw.
No.
Mm-hmm.
We knew that there was a brother of my dad's who had gone to Chicago and had his name was Glass, that family name was Glass, G-L-A-S-S. But and we did get to meet them over the years, but never had any close ties with them.
Can you describe your early years growing up?
They were rather difficult because being a Jew in that area, you had the Polacks and the Irish. You just fought your way up, and fortunately, I was not afraid to fight, and I did fight. Finally, I got to the point where I could whip every boy in my school. And it
were there other Jewish families in that area?
Yes, there was a small shul there,
mm-hmm.
and there were other Jewish families, but not very many.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the name of the shul?
No, I don't. It was right at the corner. It had been given to the Jews by some well-meaning Gentile that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was right at the foot of 28th Street and Liberty Avenue.
And it's no longer operating?
The building is no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
It was there, but too many years ago, but it's no longer there.
Did they have a Hebrew school at that shul?
They had a Hebrew school, yes.
And were most of the congregants of Russian extraction?
Most of them were from Russia,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell us about some of the anti-Semitism that you encountered?
It was very common. It was a common practice. The Jews were picked on, and was a case of fight your way or what. And I happened to be good sized and got to the point one time, I'm almost embarrassed to say this, that I thought I was going to be a a prize fighter. And the idea, as a matter of fact, the civics were, that's the name that you may have remembered.
Right.
Had a gymnasium up there. And I went up there, and of course, after fighting with them, I changed my mind and decided I'd better not try to be a box fighter, as my mother used to say. She was a little bit of a person, and if she wanted to hit me, she would get on the box and say, "Walk over so I can hit you." This was a way of life there. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, I'm still very close to a cousin who took me to grade school in Lawrenceville.
What is his name?
Cousin is a little girl.
Oh.
She's Silk Swinman.
Sorry.
Take a minute. Yes. Yes. That's right. Thank you. Because I'm very close to her still. And I see her show at the Benny Israel School. I happen to still go to the Benny Israel Synagogue, which is on Negley Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
I sit in the same seats that my mother and father sang.
Isn't that wonderful?
And all these little years, yes, I still go back. And I have those seats, and they're kept for me.
So evidently they did eventually move out of that. Did they move to East Liberty? That you went to B'nai Israel?
Yes, went to Morningside. As a matter of fact, the school that I had to go to high school was Shenley.
Uh-huh.
And I lived at that time when I started going to school. I lived on Butler Street at the 34th and Butler. To get to Shenley High in the morning, I'd get on the streetcar there, the 34th and 10th, and it went up to Craig Street, and I'd go to school. But going home, I didn't use it. I would walk home. I would walk from there along.
Wow, that's a long walk.
Across the Bloomfield Bridge, mm-hmm. down to Liberty Avenue, and on down to school. I didn't think of it.
Yeah.
a long walk and a thing to do. And that's the way I got through there sometimes. Then I had to go to the Hill District for my Hebrew lessons. I had a grandfather who lived up in the Hill District.
Was this your mother's father?
This was not my father's father.
Uh-huh.
And
what was his name?
Gunter.
Yeah, his name is Gunter. But I just think of his first name.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was. They used to call him Barrow.
He taught you Hebrew or taught you for your bar mitzvah?
No, he taught me Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, for my bar mitzvah, he taught me for my bar mitzvah. There were a lot of Jews who came and settled there. And for some reason, that was a Hill District right close to guess it was Logan Street.
Right.
That was up there. It still is, I guess, Logan Street. And they would go there. And...
Were you friendly with many of the boys from your Hebrew school?
I was friendly with everybody. And if you... I don't see any of them around anymore. They all seem to have moved around and moved away.
Who were some of your boyhood friends? Do you recall any of their names? Or were they just, there was nobody that significant?
No one stayed close to me. Most of them, their families would move away and they would move with them. But my family did not, and I stayed right in the neighborhood.
What did your father do for a living?
He was in the... My father had one wife. This was an unfortunate accident when he was being brought over. The result of an unfortunate accident when he came here. He was a big in arms, and he wasn't walking, and somehow while they were coming over, evidently his leg was broken.
So your father came here as a very young child.
Then
that had to be at least the 1880s, 1890s?
Well, I was born, I don't know when, the year that he came
What did he, was he dropped, is that true?
He was dropped or something in the handling, and his leg was broken, and of course they didn't know that. And it became malignant, and they had to amputate. And he had a very short stump, but he was a very proud man. I worked with him a long time, and he'd try to do for himself as much as he can. He, of course, being young that way, and the concern was not with him, and he was left and never got an education, so he never knew how to read or write. I used to come, when World War II, when we got involved in World War I, they had a fellow named Ruby Soles. They had a little grocery store on Smallman Street right next to the Springfield School. And he had to go to service. I remember he went to service. And as a result of him going to service, I had to go down. And when the peddlers came in, we had to jump. I had to go down and I wrote for rags, paper, stuff. And I would...
You kept the accounts.
I did that for my dad all through the war period. And didn't hurt me a bit.
Was your dad in business himself then, or was he in business with somebody else?
At one time, he was originally in business with an older brother. But the older brother married and left the junk business stuff. He married he was a nice, tall, nice-looking tall man. And he left the junk business and all to my dad, and he was alone, see. So mm-hmm. when he was alone, I had to go help him. And
how about your mother? Did she help in the store?
No, there was no, she did not. My mother did not. My mother happened to have been brought over by a sister. The name was Pollock in Braddock, from Braddock. And she came to meet my dad when she was, the sister in Braddock was looking for something for her to do. So they needed a girl to chambermaid or whatever it was, and she went to work in for my Uncle Nathan. That's where she met my father. And
Nathan was Pollock? Nathan Pollock?
Goldstein.
Oh, Nathan Goldstein. Okay, in the shoe store.
In the shoe store.
Okay.
And she met him when they came to work there. I was sort of a favorite person. My uncle thought, my aunt was more, it was more my aunt. She used to make me a little holly and I would go down every Friday night, before that to get my little holly. And of course, they wanted to adopt me very much. They had no near children. Well, they had two girls. But not no boys. And they wanted to adopt me. My mother would not make it. And of course, I'm listening to the rain.
Yes.
What were the girls' names?
Oh, yes. Sylvia and Layla. She just passed on, as a matter. And the other is Eve, my cousin.
Oh.
I see. Himmelblah is, mm-hmm. she married a man named Himmelblah. And Sylvia married an attorney whose name was Melnick. And she was, I was very close to Eve all the time. As a matter of fact, I still am very close to Eve. I'm in touch with her.
And the other daughter is deceased?
She just passed on less than a year ago, within a year. And, her husband was a fellow that almost got me in. Broke me, as a matter of fact. He was an attorney. And being an attorney, of course, of the family, he handled my business. And he did not take care of the business. In other words, I had some claim that was made against me, and had so many days in which to file appeals and whatnot, and he didn't file it. And I had a very unpleasant situation there. I thought I was going to be put out of the little junk business that I was working with my dad there. And fortunately, the man I worked for, his son was an attorney. And the man I worked in a, I always worked, so I always worked. I worked for a man named Shapiro. Mm-hmm. Shapiro had a men's and ladies department store on Butler Street. And my mother always found a job for me, and one day she came by and asked if he could use anybody, and she he could, so I got a job there. And when I had this problem, I went to the fellow who was one of the sons of this Mr. Shapiro, and his name is Shapiro, he had this attorney, and he went to the judge and told the judge, he interceded for me, and was able to have the judge reconsider it, and I was able to get my have my mm-hmm. junkyard back.
Mm-hmm.
So,
when you were talking about the junkyard in the early years,
yes.
You mentioned rags and what other kinds of
everything.
Things?
Everything.
Oh,
everything.
Would you tell us more about
oh,
that?
Oh, well, copper. It was everything that was reusable in any form.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it was not a good life. I tell you, I had nothing that was new.
Mm-hmm.
I got most of the stuff out of the bag and the junk.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. I never had a new bike. I never had anything like that. It was always out of the junk. Or most of my clothes.
And then what did the family do with the junk once you had it at the yard?
Oh, we knew where to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Where to dispose of it.
Right.
Yes. We were able to do that.
Was that mostly in the Pittsburgh area?
It was all shipped in the Pittsburgh
uh-huh.
area. I got to know Mr. Bluestone very well. And Maxie and I, his son,
yes.
All right, Maxie's father. She's
uh-huh.
a very good friend mm-hmm. of my dad.
Uh-huh.
And he used to sell his brass and copper that Maxie's father used to specialize in. And, come on, everyone. We're still friends. But
yes.
Very close. And his father and my father became very close friends. Very, very helpful. And let's see, what
did
else?
Did your mother have family here?
My mother?
Yeah, you didn't mention any
no,
family.
No, she had. Oh, yes,
in Braddock.
She did, in Braddock. She
mm-hmm.
had a sister.
Mm-hmm.
She had a sister. And she had a brother in Chicago. I think I told you about
yeah.
that.
What was your mother's name?
Maiden name? Glass.
And her first name?
Sophie.
Sophie Glass.
Yeah, Sophie Glass.
Mm-hmm.
And your dad?
My dad was, it was really Hyman. But they became Harry.
Oh.
Yeah.
He graduated.
And he graduated.
Did you
want to
show them their
car?
Their party?
Yes, I just, let's go. Where is it? Jeez.
Up here.
Uh-huh.
That was just the other day.
Well, we'd like to hear more about that
thank
later
you.
Because
well,
that's something that is,
that's
yeah,
well,
yes.
Mm-hmm. But that's some service stuff.
That's
uh-huh.
beautiful.
Do you want to tell us about it now and then we'll go into it more later?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the Stacy House. Is that
right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And he was I got to know him, many, many years ago. When he first graduated Duquesne University,
mm-hmm.
he was blind. And there was a man here, his name, he used to call on me all the time to help people he felt deserved help. And this blind man, one day he called me, wait a minute, what was his name? He became a judge.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy Weiss?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure,
Sammy
from Duquesne.
From Duquesne. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Sammy Weiss introduced me. One day he called, like as usual, "I want you to meet a man who I believe deserves some help." So I you know, we had lunch, and I met Stacy. This is completely blind. Mm-hmm. And we're sitting there, and he told me about Stacy, and I watched this man working with his little thing and keeping track of all the conversation and everything. And needless to say, I supported business. And he went on down, and that's where he met Tom Forrester, Stacy did, and they came back, and as a result of York and the whole thing, and they, two of them, ran for office, and they became commissioners.
County commissioners, Allegheny County.
Allegheny County.
Would you say you